Radio Super Trap, 93.7, the River Dog and Joe Show, Friday. Last night, boy, by the way, at All Sounds on TV and the internet, I guess the Cleveland Browns won the Super Bowl.
Man.
My God.
They
yeah.
came to it, didn't they?
Super Bowl winners. They just announced yesterday, too, that the damn Maroon 5. Man, I bet the Maroon 5 didn't know that the Super Bowl happened week three. They didn't even get to play.
We missed our show.
Yeah. Wow. Last night, if you're on Pigskin Picks, man, get on. Cleveland Browns at home, busting a 19-game winless streak, take down the Jets, 21-17. Now we have Prince Albert. He's got all the play-by-play or some of the highlights. What happened? They hired a new kicker, and they got rid of the old kicker, and this new guy that doesn't even have a name on the back of his jersey, he wins the game for him, basically. Is that what happened?
Not really. What happened? They did get a new kicker.
Yeah.
He didn't miss any kicks, which is great. That's what they needed, because they lost their last two games, or tied one and lost the other, because their kicker sucked.
And their kicker missed how many? Four?
Four. The last game missed four.
In a row, I
four,
think, right?
Yes, yeah. Four field goals.
Wow.
Four. And they lost by three. So that means that two of those field goals, if he made, they
would have won. Yeah.
So, but on this one, it was actually pretty good, because in the first half, they were down 10-0, the Browns.
Okay.
Yeah, their starting quarterback that time, Tyrod Taylor, was just sucking it up. He went 2 for 11, 19 yards in the first half. But then 1 minute left in the second quarter, he got a concussion. So they bring
from an on-the-field hit? Or he was just sitting there on the sidelines, and the coach came up with a chair and hit him over the head?
Get something done out there, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you're acting like you have a concussion. Now you do have one.
No, it was from a hit. He got tackled, and his head hit the ground hard.
Okay.
Like, you saw how hard his head hit the ground. It was just like...
Now, did they eject the person that tackled him from the NFL?
No, it was...
Well, no, it's a Brown.
Oh.
The Brown... Okay. Remember the crash test dummies they used to use in the car? You know, not the band.
I know,
I'm talking about real crash test dummies. That's what the Cleveland Browns are. They are the NFL's crash test dummies. They're the ones that go out and take the punishment and the hits so they can have new standards and rules. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Poor Cleveland. Okay.
It was a legal hit. They just wrapped him up, and he had no way to brace himself. So he was basically just a limp.
All right, so legal hit. There was no flag.
Nothing. His head just hit the ground really hard.
Okay.
So he gets out. They bring in their number one draft pick, which was literally the first pick in the draft, Baker Mayfield, quarterback.
Okay.
Come out of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Heisman Trophy winner. He wasn't starting for some reason. He comes inside there, starts killing it. Goes 3 for 4, 49 yards, kicks a field goal, 3 points.
Bam, they're like back on the board. Now they're contending.
Wow.
Back on the board. He comes in second half, starts killing it again. Drive down the line, pass, 2 yards, run it in, bam, touchdown.
Wow.
Then 2-point conversion, and they do a little trickery.
Uh-huh.
Right? They give it, they act like they're doing a wide receiver sweep, but then Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, goes into the end zone. They pass to him. He catches a two.
So the quarterback gets a touchdown.
2-point conversion. Not really a touchdown.
Well, okay.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
That's cooler.
Yeah, he gets a 2-point conversion. Comes again. Another drive down on the yard. Gets another touchdown. He just comes inside there. He gets 201 yards. Basically playing one half.
So he gave them more yardage last night than they've had in 5 to 6, 7 seasons.
And yeah, basically.
Wow.
Basically.
And the kicker doesn't have a name on the back of his jersey.
Well, I was joking about that.
I don't think
they should give him a name until they find out if this guy's actually going to make it. So basically, the way you explain this, it was pretty exciting football to watch. And lo and behold, Cleveland Browns, they come out with a win.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And this win was their first win in 635 days.
Whoa! Man. Whoa! Now, I want you to do the math
on that.
That
is impressive.
Let's keep it simple here. That's 2 years. 365 days a year. That's just under 2 years they've gone without a win.
Wow.
A win. Wow.
So this is their Super Bowl.
How can that be?
Because you're just that bad.
No. That can't be right. That cannot be right. That can't be right. And I saw that same stat on the TV this morning as well. They won against San
Chargers.
Diego last year.
Not last year. They went 0. They were 0. That
no,
was
they
like
did
2
not.
Years ago.
They beat the Chargers in a game last year.
Was like 2 years ago. Last year, they won 0 games.
I don't want to split
so
hair,
their
but
last game was probably the Chargers game that they won.
Are you sure? Because
we did see that stat that he shared on TV, and I wonder if that stat's accurate, because this even says Browns beat Jets to snap 19-game winless streak. So here's the thing, though. You got to look at days not consecutive games played. So if there's a 19-game winless streak, I want you to think about how many days they've gone. So Albert said 600 and whatever amount of
35 days.
Yeah. So you have to think about it not as a season, but as of days, because there's time off, mm-hmm. and they don't make playoffs. Those are the days that he's accounting for.
Yep.
So this is 19 games, and if you were to take 19 games and spread that out over the calendar for when they're playing and not playing, I think it does translate into the 630-some-odd whatever.
Wow. And there's only 16 games in a season.
Yeah.
So that means they went a whole season without winning.
And three games extra. So look at your calendar between 19 total games, and that's what you add up to.
You know what?
That's how that stat comes.
And there's no way we were right. I just Googled it again. We were absolutely right. It did say a 635-day winless streak.
Yeah. So that is damn near 2 freaking years they have not won a game.
How can that be?
And I forbid ESPN or anyone to put a 19-game winless streak. It should all be 635-day dry spell. I want it known in days, not in actual games.
That is something when you look at it like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
God wow. dang.
So, Albert, you picked, I picked, Joe picked. We all went with Cleveland last night. We all defied God, logic, and sense.
We sure did.
And we picked him, so we got a win last night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So did Tall D, though. Tall D must have got it as well, because he's got 19 now.
Derek Moore picked him, too?
Yep.
How'd Monica Lowe do? Did she pick him?
Monica is at 18, so yes, she did as well.
Wow. Everybody went with the Browns. So even if you didn't get in for last night's kickoff of Week 3, Thursday night's game, you could still win the damn Pigskin Picks for this week. So jump on. Got a bunch of games on Sunday. Then we got Monday night's game. 93.7theriver.com. Get the picks in. We'll get you hooked up if you win that Dog and Joe official football jersey and tickets to go see Aftershock, your choice of Saturday or Sunday. I can't believe that.
Our current leader, Byram76, is our current listener leader with 24 games picked correctly.
Wow.
Wow.
Now that has been shortened because it was him by himself, and then it was like a couple people with games below him. Now there's only one dude, Buckeyes, with a game below him, so it's coming neck and neck.
Wow, the race is on.
Yeah, man, then the rest of them are at 22, but there's two people. One has 24 wins, one has 23 wins.
Jump on 93.7theriver.com. It takes seconds to sign up. You'll be in each and every week, and you don't have to play each and every week, but you can. You can come and go as you please.
Absolutely.
Coming back, we got to talk about this. Well, maybe we don't.
What?
Never mind. I hate
you can't do that.
Yeah, I had to
That's
do that.
That's awful.
Yeah, don't you love that when someone comes home and goes, oh, I got to tell you this.
Yes, no, I don't love that.
And
I
then you're like,
that.
Oh, tell me. And then you're like, no, never mind.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that all the time. That's the worst thing a radio DJ can do. We got to talk about it. Never mind. So never mind. Hang on and pay attention to this. 8 o'clock, we'll give you 4 tickets, 2 days down to Disneyland. Hang on.